an homage, a celebration and an homage.
It'd be lovely. I'll find some nice things. We found some nice things.
We did.
Already.
But I'm very, you know, I keep wanting to see more.
Well,
we
have
get
you
the
got
best.
Any of your notebooks that you haven't sent up to Columbia?
Well, those are another proposition. I have to look at those. But
just some little.
That's exactly. We hope so. I mean, we could. If you didn't want to lend the original, which I think might be better not to, we could make a Xerox and put it in the case.
I'll look at all this.
Because that's better in a way, because
yes,
the cases
because
aren't.
Otherwise things get lost.
Well, I don't like it. It's a big responsibility to.
So we'll work it out.
All
yes.
of it.
Yes,
but you have your time. That's fascinating.
Well, we do and don't have time. One thinks.
I know what you mean.
No, we don't have
time.
I
know, and it disappears.
Well, we do have time, but on the other hand, soon we will need. You know, we're all right. We're in summer. Before Labor Day, it always feels like you have the whole world ahead of you.
Do you have any film of you? Do you have any filmed interview? There was the one
there
on television.
There was some.
When you published the great...
In Australia.
No, but I think it was here.
Oh,
there was an interview.
Really?
I went downtown.
With the last... With the great fire. There was something on television.
Yes, there was.
Remember, you came over to listen to it.
Yes, it was downtown. I had
fun.
To go downtown.
You know who? You're that lovely man who is so adoring of you. Your publisher says he does the publicity.
Jonathan Galassi.
But there's a gentleman at that firm who is so kind and takes you around.
Oh,
who took you around a good bit. And he was
who
darling.
Can this be? I hate
I'm not going to come up with his name right now.